Rex Latchford here with another Day Page. The U.S. is apparently at its wit's end over its inability to control the narrative, unable to control the drip, drip, drip leaking of NSA details, most recently about the NSA's burgeoning budget, making it the most funded intelligence organization in the U.S., and also the countless millions the NSA has paid to the nation's telecommunications firms to purchase domestic telecommunications data, such as voice, phone call content, web surfing habits, emails, text messages, photos, instant messages, and more. All in an end run around basic U.S. rights such as the prohibition of search and seizure and the right to be left alone by the government for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Here's a BBC summary broadcast from this morning.
Reports suggest President Obama may be planning much wider military action against Syria than limited strikes over chemical weapons. Leaks suggest the US president plans to do significant damage to President Assad's armed forces. US technology giant Microsoft agrees to buy the mobile phone business of the Finnish firm Nokia. That's in a deal worth $7.2 billion. The Nokia takeover is seen as an attempt by Microsoft to compete in the smartphone market. And Brazil and Mexico have both demanded an explanation from the U.S. over claims the National Security Agency spied on both their presidents. You're up to date.
Well, the biggest story is still the story being skirted by the government and lamestream media. It's the democracy, capitalism, free markets, due process, and other foundational concepts that make up the world we have come to take for granted cannot function in a world of total global surveillance. The one in which we suddenly find ourselves. How will the world respond? Will we meekly lay down and accept totalitarian government, complete with Big Brother and war disinformation, straight out of Orwell's 1984 playbook? Or will we insist on continuing the direction of civilization, hopefully to a more peaceful and prosperous world, not just for the elite, but for everyone? We'll find out as we turn the page in the big book in the sky. I'll be back for another Day Page tomorrow, if the world doesn't end between now and then. Day Page can be found at daypage.net, and it's a production of Radio InfoWeb.